Let me begin this morning by saying Mary sends her love and best regards to every brother and sister in this congregation. If I can have the men to dim the lights or even cut them off during the Bible class hour, it might help. We Kevalangis don't have a problem, but I show too many Kaivitis and other Pacific Islanders, and with the lights on, you may not be able to see their good-looking faces. Mary really, with all of her heart, wanted to come and be with us on this trip. The thing that has hindered her over the last few years has been Maria's situation and her health and well-being. But now Mary has another problem. She knows that Maria is in Father Abraham's bosom because she was always a very faithful, dedicated Christian young lady. But still, Mary feels like she's had a hard time leaving the house, to getting out of the house, because she said, I feel like that I'm forsaking Maria and she may need me. Although Mary started immediately going back to the church, not streaming, but going back in presence the very few days after I got back from American Samoa. We do appreciate so very much all of your love and care and prayers during this time. Do not think because we lost our Steve in passing away a few years ago that this made it any easier. This was our baby daughter, and she was only 48 years of age. We're not promised any days except right now. For what is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes away. And so you and I must remember that ourselves and live in view of that journey that we must also take. It was very hard on me because Mary and Maria and I had talked, and Maria has a unique way of speaking to me. None of the other children can do it, but she can do it. She's a lot like her mother, but she's more like her father. And she don't mind speaking straight out. She don't beat around the bushes with words. She gets right to it. When we were talking about my making the trip, we knew the challenges of getting out and coming back home. And she said, Dad, I'm going to hate you if you don't go on this trip. And so it really lifted my spirit, her saying that. And you know she wasn't going to hate me. I'm her daddy. But nevertheless, it was her way of saying it. We were ready as a family. And Mark and Tanya were by Mary's side when it happened. And she had a very easy, gentle death. And we're thankful to God for that. Life is more than about me, for sure. It is also, life is a lot more than you and I. It is about Jesus Christ and His church and the salvation in Jesus and the church. Let us never think that we are greater than that, for we're not. No matter how long we stay in the Lord's work, no matter how long we do the Lord's work, it is greater than we are. We're still busy after a little over 51 years of work in the Pacific Islands. We're still about it. We're still about carrying the gospel. The Fijians say the tuk-tuk vanaka. We're very busy about carrying the gospel to the Pacific Islands. First of all, to the cities. Have you ever read the book of Acts and observe very carefully the work of the Apostle Paul? Have you ever, just read the book of Acts and watch his work, Peter's, then Paul's. And they always went to the metropolitan city areas, the urban areas, the heavily populated areas. We have never forgot that concept all these years. And we're still doing it because all the towns and cities have not yet been evangelized. It is still a work that is in place. We are busy about doing the Lord's work, and there are some things that never change. The gospel, the Malulele, the Samoans say, it never changes. The good news of Jesus Christ, brethren, it never changes. Amen? I mean, it never changes. It is that old Jerusalem gospel, and it is what people need to hear today. And we're busy about putting the gospel into their hearts, into their hands, that they may study more about the Word of God. We try to reach the masses. We have radio work, radio programs. We have many ways, but one of the ways that is still effective after 51 years is giving out tract packets, and not only that, but enrolling people in Bible correspondent courses. This is still very effective. Now, we keep improving it. We've gone from black and white to color in all that we do. But not only that, we also have gone digital. And people can go to our websites and they may pick up the tracts or the Bible correspondent courses and study the Bible. Everywhere we go, you remember Acts 8 and 4? Those that were scattered abroad went everywhere, and everywhere we go. It's always been our concept, our mindset, that we will share the gospel. We don't miss a person as we begin to do our work, as we are involved in that work every single day. We're going to meet people wherever we go. And we're going to some way talk to them about Jesus Christ and about His church. We know that if we plant and if we water, we know that God's going to give the increase. I don't need to worry one second about that. We know in planting and watering that God will give the increase. And we give God all the honor, glory, and praise. One of my favorite places to go, and I don't mind telling you, I am a miserable failure if I'm involved with the brethren in giving out tract packets. They want to give as many as they can. I'm a miserable failure because I'm going to get involved in a talking process and talking about Jesus and His church. So I'm not good to get numbers. I'm just wanting to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. We have never stopped taking the gospel to the villages. And after 51 years, this is still the most receptive area. The rural areas, the village areas, They're the areas that are still ripe, and they're very receptive. I just can't overemphasize that enough. We may carry the gospel and teach and baptize one, and before we know it, it is 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and growing. And we give God again all the honor and the glory and the praise. We have always, going back 51 years, we have always been involved in the process of edifying, to enlighten, to encourage, and to strengthen. Brethren, if we want to see the church of our Lord grow, we've got to have this process. Evangelism, oh yes, that's where it starts. But we must also do a lot of edifying, enlightening, encouraging, and strengthening. One thing we started a little over 51 years ago, was on the job training. That would be true with me working with the men and Mary working with the women. And you know what? It started to multiply our efforts for Jesus, because we would enlighten, we would encourage, and we would strengthen on the job training. Also, we would have Bible classes. Those days, there was not the PIBC, the Pacific Islands Bible College. And so we did it in other ways. On the job training, workshops, classes, and we were just as effective then. We were just not as widespread as we are with Pacific Islands Bible College. Now, I'm going to show you something, and there's a reason that I am showing you something. There are many Marys throughout the Pacific Islands. Pacific Islanders name their children either after a relative or someone they know. Now, there are a lot of Marys. They're everywhere. They're everywhere, brethren, throughout the Pacific Islands, because Mary is greatly loved and respected. Me, it's different. They don't like me, none of them. But nevertheless, there's a lot of Roberts. This was the first Robert in the Fiji Islands, anywhere in the Pacific. My Yava, that's my namesake in Fijian, my Yava is 48 years of age, going to 49. And this was the first one. But then it didn't stop. Now it's the second generation, third generation of little Roberts. Well, you may say, you may think in your mind, oh man, you're just boasting too much. No, give me a time and I'll make the point. I'm slow, but I'll get there. And stay with me and don't think the wrong way. Even in this picture, there is Mary, who's growing up too fast, and also Robert. Now, in all of these, plus more, there is also other Roberts, like in Tarawa Kiribati, and in Samoa, and in New Zealand now, there's others. You know, I just tested the water. And even the very young ones, you know what I said to them? What are you going to be when you get old enough? Now, I didn't put no words in their mouth. And that's even these very little fellows. And without one exception, every one of them say, we're going to be like you, Yava. We're going to be a preacher and a teacher and an elder someday. You know, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's not boasting about namesakes. And even I can back it up to talk about Mary. And this is a special Mary. Like I said, there are many others. But this Mary is so special. She has a character like Mary Martin. Although she belongs to Atu and Sarah Anna, who are like our children, and her older brother Robert, she has a character like Mary Martin. You know, I did not meet Mary until she was a sophomore in high school. But believe me, she had the right kind of a character for a missionary's wife. That's going to be an elder, a deacon. Little Mary's going to be a preacher's wife. And she already, her mother and father, talked to her about that. Probably just about every single day. We give God all the honor, glory, and praises. And we know the Lord has blessed us far beyond anything that we have ever thought about. Now, going back to 1983, God blessed me that I was able to teach and baptize Talasunga Funatia in Western Samoa. We had moved from Fiji over to American Samoa, and I was able to teach and baptize Talasunga. I wanted to start a radio program because I had taught the radio station AP2 in Samoa, the only radio station. It was an AM powerful radio station picked up in Samoa, American Samoa, and Tonga and Fiji. And I wanted to start a radio program. So we had Jim Dearman as the original preacher in English. But I thought we need some Samoan programs too. And so Talasunga, after his baptism, he shadowed me. Everywhere, he's like a CIA agent. Every time I look around, he'd be right beside me. Not saying a word, but observing. Wherever I went, whatever I did, he was right beside me. Right beside me. And he was following me for a reason. He said to me, I want to be someday a elder, a deacon, a preacher. I want to be a missionary. You know, God hears those kind of words. He hears them. And so I didn't say a word. I said, boy, that is great that you want to do that, Talasunga. That's wonderful. And so then when we had the radio program started, I'd already talked the radio owners and managers into letting us have it. A 30-minute radio program once a week, free of charge. Wow. I don't know how I talked them into it. I can't remember. But I surely talked them into it. So I said to Talasunga, you're going to be the radio speaker. He said, what'd you say? What'd you say? I said, brother, I don't need to say it one more time. You're going to be the radio speaker. He said, brother Robert, I have just started preaching and teaching. I said, you're going to be, I'll help you. We'll work on the sermon. We'll write it out in a notebook. And we'll start. Then you can translate it into Samoan. I want it done in Samoan. So we went to the radio station. He said, you've got to be here when I do it. Okay, I'll be here. So I had not left to go back to American Samoa. And so I went with him to the radio program. First time, he said, Brother Robert, I got to run outside. Do you know what he was going to do? He was sick. And so he was going to lose everything. I said, okay, he's got it out. Now we're going to do the radio program. In my mind. And so we went back inside. He said, Brother Robert, I'm sick. We got to go outside. God, I'm not going with you, brother. First time was enough. Because I'm gagging every time you're losing it. We went back inside second time. We got inside, he got situated in the chair at the mic. And you remember those, some of you remember those very big reel tapes. You had to record it at the station. And so, he said, Robert, I got to run outside. I said, brother, this is the third time you're going to strike out after this. I'm going to give you the fourth strike. And so he went outside. He came back in, and for 3 years he did the radio program. Are you with me? 3 years he did it. Once a week, 30-minute program in Samoan, he did the radio program. You know how many contacts he got? We used to say a handful, and we were literally true to it. In all those 3 years, you know how many requested baptism? Zero. You know, brethren, we've got to persevere. We've got to continue. And sometimes he'd say, Robert, his wife Emily, she's never going to obey the gospel, Robert. I said, don't say never. Don't say never. I said, you keep teaching. I'll teach when I'm here from American Samoa. Mary will teach when she's with me. And he keeps saying, Robert, she's never going to obey the gospel. I said, I already said, don't say never. Don't say never. He kept going with the radio program. 3 years, once a week. And guess what? He would practice before Emily at their house, his wife Emily. And then she would go with him to the radio program when he recorded it in the radio station. She heard it 2 times every week. You know what happened? One day they were going back to their house, to their village, to their folly, their house. And she said, Talasunga, pull over on the side of the road. He said, what's wrong? She said, I'm going to be baptized right now. Wow. The only convert in 3 years on that radio program. What a convert. What a blessing to Talasunga. Here they are all these years later. They're getting older. Don't look at me and say you are too. Don't do it. But they are getting older. Talasunga Funatia and Emily. I must tell you the end of that story. And Mary says to me, don't start telling on Balavu too much. I mean, don't keep going on and on with the story. Come to the punchline, say it, and get it over with. Well, here it is, all these years later, when Talasunga and Emily migrated in New Zealand from Samoa, and Samoans can migrate very easily to New Zealand. I just about give up the ghost and died. He was so dear to my heart. Now, I tried to talk him out of it, and it wouldn't work. When they went to New Zealand, they could not speak enough English to go to the Pākehā, the Kevalangis, the European congregation. So you know what they did? They started a congregation in their house. Isn't that beautiful? You know, God's got a way of spreading the gospel. Those that were scattered went everywhere, preaching the word. And you know what? Today, because of Talasunga and Emily, that started with me baptizing Talasunga on a Wednesday night in darkness in a river. And today there's a congregation in New Zealand that runs about 60 to 65. They've got about $85,000, $90,000 in the bank. They're trying to save enough money to buy a piece of land with a house on it for the church. They are growing spiritually and numerically. Think about it. Started from Talasunga and Emily. Started from Talasunga. And somewhere I came into the picture. I don't remember where, but wherever it is, it is. 27 years ago, we wanted to expand the edification of our work for the Lord. We wanted to do more edifying and more equipping. And so we established Pacific Islands Bible College. Brethren, you know, we are reaching one time or the other, one way or the other, in a period of time, 3,000 Christians across the Pacific. Wow, you think about that. That is a great impact and has greatly impacted the church. To you elders, to the congregation, to Brother David Sproul, and to others that preach and teach, you are a great blessing to the work we do in the Pacific. Not only supporting Mary and I, but also sending Brother Dan McLeod to bless the work and teaching in Pacific Islands Bible College. You better not pick on Dan McLeod in the Pacific. I know what you're saying. You're saying because of you, no, those Pacific Islanders. I don't know why they love him so much. I'm really jealous. I don't like it. No, that's not the truth. I love him too. He's my buddy. And he is such a great encouragement, not only to the Pacific Islanders, but he is a great encouragement to me. I want every one of you to know that he is always there for me, no matter what happens. No matter if I'm grumpy and hateful and mean and aggressive like a linebacker, he's still there. He's still right beside me. And Dan has just grown and grown and grown so much. And every time he comes and teaches a Pacific Islands Bible College course, no matter what it is, we, the Pacific Islanders and myself, we can just see great improvement and great depth of understanding of the Word of God. And we love and appreciate this good man. What are we trying to do? What we're trying to do is to put the Word of God in their hearts. Because, brethren, if we don't put it in their hearts, as a man thinketh in his heart, if we don't put it in the heart, the Bible heart, we're in trouble. We will never enlighten, we will never encourage, we will never edify the saints, and the church cannot do without that. Brethren, evangelism is not enough. If we want the church to grow spiritually and numerically, we must be doing this work. Here at West Palm Beach, at PBL, and around the world. We must do it, brethren. We must always have works going on that will enlighten, encourage, edify, equip. If we don't, we will not have elders and deacons and preachers and Bible school teachers and soul winners that are well trained to do the work of the Lord. Don't depend on the Bible colleges to do it. Are the Christian colleges to do it? That's not enough. Every congregation, elders, every congregation needs to buy into edifying and equipping the saints locally, where we are. And if every congregation did that, have you ever thought how that we would grow even more spiritually and numerically? David just got back from the Bahamas. It was a edifying, equipping workshop. Don't say they didn't have any baptisms. I baptized many, many years ago on a Wednesday night in the darkness of a river, and the piranhas, those fish that bite and eat the flesh didn't carry me away either. Neither did the alligators or crocodiles. Baptized one man. That one man has changed the scope of the church in New Zealand. You know who all the Pākehā, the European congregations look up to? Talasunga Funatia. You can mention that name and you can just see the lights go on in their eyes. We need to edify on-the-job training, Bible classes, workshops, and every means that we can possibly do it. Brethren, Dan has experienced many places. Mary just told me a couple of days ago, I started telling a story, and when I do it with her, I can tell no blabber. I can really make it in depth and go on and on and on with it. The Pacific Island way of telling a story. Listen, an islander start telling a story, you better get ready to sit there with him 4 hours. Now, I'm not going to be here 4 hours with you. Forget it. And you don't want me to either. But Dan has experienced many things. Dan has experienced where we would have 4 or 5 PIBC students in a classroom. Brethren, these PIBC classes are always one of our largest ones. There were 125 students that came through the 2 PIBC courses, the 2 Pacific Islands Bible College courses that Dan and I were teaching. Now, we didn't average that in attendance. But 100, think about PIBC touching and within one congregation, the Rewonga congregation, and about four other sister congregations, 125 students came through those courses. We need to give God all the honor and glory and the praise. But then there are smaller classes. Just came back in September from New Zealand, and we had, I think it was only about 30 that got credit for the courses, but there were 66 students that came through the courses. You know who was in those classes? Talasunga Funatia and Emily. They were in those classes. And I said, Talasunga, you've heard me teach this course how many times? He said, but Brother Robert, guess what? Every time I hear you teach it, you come at it from a different perspective, same truth, but a different perspective, and I always learn something I have never learned before. Don't we need to all have that spirit and attitude? The Word of God. You know what? How many of you are coming back tonight? How many of you? Let me see your hands. Whoa, is that all that's coming back? What about the rest of you? Are you going on a vacation or a holiday, or you just don't want to come, or what's the problem? What Jesus say? Where there are two or three gathered in my name, I'm not going to be in their midst. Is that what he said? Where are the rest of you going to be? I mean, I saw a few hands going here and there. Have you ever wondered why does the attendance drop on Sunday night? Maybe all of a sudden everybody gets sick. A lot of people get sick. Maybe a lot of their folks have died. God forbid that. But what happens? You know, think about this man. Think about this man. His wife. You know, no wonder that their two sons and their wives were there. And I asked Talasunga and Emily, why are you coming? Talasunga said, you already asked me one time. I've heard this course on the Bible and redemption was the course. And he said, I've heard it how many times? You know what, Robert? I need to, he didn't say Robert, he said Lopaki, my name in Samoan. He said, Lopaki, he said, I'm coming number one because I need to set the right example for the younger generation. Isn't that a wonderful spirit? Grandpas and grandmas, we need to remember that from Sunday morning to Sunday night. Why do we so quickly... And the elders didn't ask me to say this. I'm just saying it because I know it's true here like it is everywhere else, and I get your bulletin every week. What happens? Do so many get sick? And so many have issues? Somebody said, I can't drive at night. Ask another member, and I guarantee you they'll come get you. Won't they, David? Yeah, they'll come get you. You know, thank God for those members that think about their lives and what it means to others. What is PIBC doing? Oh, brethren, you better not ask the Pacific Islanders. You better not ask the Pacific Islanders, what is it doing? They're going to tell you it's turning out elders and Bible school teachers and preachers. And not only that, but it is turning out younger translators, radio speakers, and soul winners for Jesus Christ. Isn't that what the church is all about? And brethren, if we don't have different things like Bible classes, workshops, PIBC, whatever you want to have at Palm Beach Lake, if we don't have them, we're going to be lacking in spiritual growth and numbers. Brethren, I'm telling you right now, sometimes I get the feeling that we're on a death march. And you know who's going to stop it? You know who's going to stop it? You know who's going to stop it? You and 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 all of us. We're the only ones that can stop it. We need to be sure that we continue to edify and strengthen. PIBC, oh, Mary, it's made her cry, Dan. PIBC, it's training for right now, and it's training for the future. Brethren, we don't think about right now only. Somebody says, your age, how can you even think about tomorrow? I'm already thinking about tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. If the Lord's gracious enough to give it, that's okay. If He's not, there's plenty of others that will continue to give it. Pray for us and the work we're trying our very best to do. I love this little picture because I know that we're edifying and equipping now. Brother Kofi Palau, the older man, and the little man, Dan, you remember this? This is in Deldamanu. He's got on his Sulu Vakatunga, and he's been following me and Dan around throughout the whole village. Everywhere we go. He wanted to come and eat with us, but out of the corner of my eye, I saw the ladies stop him because it's rude for the young ones and the women to eat with the men. The men are going to eat first. Sorry, ladies, it's not against women. It's a cultural thing. And out of respect for the adult men. I love this picture because truly it speaks what PIBC and our edifying is all about. Have I heard a bell or a ding? Have I heard it yet? 3 minutes, the first one. I'll get two. I can't hear it, but I'll get two. All right. My watch has an alarm, brothers and sisters, but I'm telling you, I've reached the point in my life where I can't hear the thing. It has to go off loud. My phone has an old car horn on it. And people stare at me when it goes off in the airports. They thought we're about to have a raid or something. But it's not. Things change in our lives. It don't mean we're old. Don't you say I'm old. I'm not over the hill yet, and I'll crawl to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Any questions? Now, I don't have a microphone to bring to you, but you'll have to speak loud enough for me to hear you. Any questions or any comments about the work we do for the Lord? You're an important part of it. And you can just ask any old question you want to ask. Any questions? Boy, I must have done a better job than I thought I did. It's the first time I've done a report in a good while. You're special, or I wouldn't be down here this weekend. Okay, if you think of anything, feel free to come to me, and do not think that I will bite you. Do not think that I will run you off. God's blessed me with a strong voice. And everything I do with my whole heart, whether it's call for do the Lord's work. I'm going to do it with all my heart. Thank you so very much this morning.